The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, August 14, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello there, this is Sue Moran. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa, our weekly program of popular and traditional African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's going to be the rhythmic sounds of traditional music from the Republic of Liberia for today. I'm sure you'll enjoy these recordings from West Africa, so join me now for Music Time in Africa. Our first selection of Liberian music is from the northwestern part of the country. The recording was made in a small village with a musical name of Mambo. The song is a Mendi praise song, announcing the approach of a village chief. The lead male vocalist accompanies himself on the kongoma, an instrument quite common throughout West Africa. It's a flat, rectangular wooden box with several metal strips mounted near a round hole cut on the face of the box. The musician plucks the metal keys with the fingers of one hand and taps the sides or bottom of the box with the other. A large group of women sing in response to the soloist and play gourd rattles.
Thank you.
That was a Mende praise song from the village of Mombo in northwestern Liberia. Still popular in the interior of Liberia are the old traditional elephant tusk horn orchestras, unchanged through the centuries. Even in the historical records of the ancient empire of Mali, and in the writings of travelers to ancient kingdoms of the past in West Africa, one can find detailed description of large ivory tusk horn orchestras playing for kings and warrior chiefs. This excellent recording was made in the town of Zorzor, and it features a group of Pele folk musicians, consisting of 6 large horns, each different in size and pitch, and accompanied by 2 sets of drums. One set has 2 drums, and the other 3 drums tied together. Each drum is also different in size and tone. The chief singer is also the leader of the group.
La gamuleba, la gamuleba, la gamuleba.
That was a traditional elephant tusk horn orchestra of the Pele people from the town of Zorzor in Lofa County in Liberia. Our next bit of music is from Grand Cape Mount County, from the small remote village of Gonuelo. The recording was made by our music man Leo Sarkisian, who trekked wearily for several days through dense forest to reach the village. This is the original soundtrack he recorded, unedited, with the voices and hand-clapping of the people in the village. The male vocalist in the recording, Bese Kobo, was considered one of the best singers in the region. He says in this song, "They have left the drum on the other side of the river. Bondo, don't forget me. Who call me? Mother, come." In the region of Kolahun, in the northern part of the country, secret societies for both men and women still exist. The Sande Society for young women and the Poro for young men. Only on rare occasions can one witness the ceremonies of the society, when masked devil dancers appear and young initiates sing in response to their secret conversations. When this recording was made, the principal figure upon whom the activities of the day seemed to be centered was a masked devil, whose identity, of course, was unknown even to members of the society. He was wearing a large wooden sculptured head mask in the shape of a crocodile, and his body completely covered with matted and woven straw. Masked devils usually travel about with bodyguards, with whom they converse in secret words and sayings with veiled, hidden meanings. And that is how this recording begins, with the muffled and watery voice of the devil, talking with his bodyguard. In the Day tribe of Liberia, the Poro Society still plays an important part in daily life, and one can still hear the many songs that are traditional to the society. From the village of Borgbe, in the heart of Day country, a group of men belonging to the Poro are led by Kuitama in this society's song. One cannot say this cannot happen. My friend is there. Kuitama cannot surpass anyone. duck pass fine. 1-1, 2-2. Taking bunches of rice finishes it. Where the sun sets, there the heart goes. Crowd catches people, but not me. Do not add to my poverty with yours to increase mine. That was a song by members of the Poro Society of the Dei people in Liberia. It was also a good example of their singing style. One final selection of Liberian traditional music for today, and it's a recording from the southern part of the country, of the Bassa. The leading singer asks the chief to listen to what the musicians are playing. And we will too, friends, as long as our time allows. that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the program, friends. Here I want to say another big thank you to Victor Mena in the Immigration Office of Warri in Nigeria, and to Onuzururike Felix of Owerri in Imo State, Nigeria. Your kind letters were really super, and Leo and I thoroughly enjoyed hearing from you. I'll be back next week, of course, at the same time, and I'm inviting you to join me then. In the meantime, have a pleasant week. This is Sumaran saying goodbye for now for Music Time in Africa.